I've had a UFO experience myself.
Tell me about it.
Well, fortunately, it hasn't happened before, and it doesn't happen again. It was about 25 years ago. I used to write plays, and I had a play on in a theatre in London. And I used to go to this play, to see this play, just meet my friends, etc., during the week several times. On this day, the phone didn't ring. And it was a very strange feeling, and no one called, and I was living by myself, and I decided to go to the theatre to see my friends. And I got to the theatre, and I cursed myself because the theatre was closed. It was Sunday. I'm sorry about this preamble, but I got back to Notting Hill Gate, and I was still at a bit of a loss. And there was a film playing at the Coronet Cinema there. It was a kind of semi-pornographic film, and I decided to go in and see it. And I thought to myself as I sat there, am I getting to the age where I go into theatres alone?
Oh,
well, yeah. Pornographic films. I thought, well, yeah. There we are. And I came out of the theatre. The film was terrible. And I bought some cat food, and I got to the railings outside my flat. As soon as I got to the railings outside my flat, I saw a bright light in the sky. It was evening, and, late evening, and it went straight to the back of my head. If it had been pure candle power, I'd have been blinded. It wasn't. It went straight to the back of my head.
And you're sure it wasn't an airplane?
No.
No.
It was static. It was bright. It was moving very slowly. I then called down to the basement to my girlfriend, who lived in the basement, Karin. And I said, Karin, come and have a look at this. And she came out, and she was mounting the basement steps, and I thought, if she gets to the top of the steps and doesn't see what I am seeing, then I'll have to see a doctor or something. I know I've got a face when she saw the thing itself. Well, a sense of relief came over me that someone else had seen it. We saw a truly fantastic thing. It's difficult to describe. I saw a Lancaster bomber, static, over Power Square, and so did she. It was black. It was a Lancaster. It was static over there, as if it was suspended by a crane or something like that. This Lancaster bomber then morphed into a triangular craft and shot away. She was speechless. She was a very good witness. She was a very dour woman. Physics graduate. And she was in shock. And we then saw another light, which was racing across the heavens, much smaller light than the first one. Out of this light came the first few cycles of a sine wave and disappeared, a light sculpting a sine wave. And the whole phenomenon disappeared. We then went down to her flat, and we were quite speechless. I was speechless because there was a man in black sitting there. I thought, oh, my God, you know, a man in black.
That was fast, huh?
Yeah, it was fast, yes. The man in black was explained. He'd come to see a friend of his upstairs, and he wasn't in. And therefore, he knocked on Corin's door to be admitted while he waited for this person. I've never known Corin open. She was not the kind of woman to open a door to anyone. He was a nice, friendly guy. Florid face, blonde hair, well-dressed, well-spoken, very nice and very charming. He was in Alcoholics Anonymous. That's why his connection with the guy upstairs. And he sat there and said, I can see you're both in shock. I can see, I think I'll leave. I won't go see my friend now. And he disappeared. He made an excuse and left. And so we were there, and I said, I want to be alone. And she said, so do I. I went upstairs to my own flat. I took my cats in from the dustbin, went upstairs to my own flat, and bent down, giving the cats the food. And as soon as I straightened up again, I had a terrible shock. I'd lost time.
How much time?
I'd lost time. Yeah, I'd lost some time, yeah.
Hours?
I'd lost about half an hour.
Half an hour.
Yeah. I knew I had. I immediately leapt to the phone to try and catch the manager of the cinema. And I just called him before he went. And I said, what time does that show come down? And he gave me the time, and I couldn't square the half hour. My journey from the cinema to the cat food, buying, to the railings. I'd lost half an hour. It was a tremendous experience in my life. I've never had anything like that.
Do you think you were abducted?
I've no idea about that. I didn't see any beings. And I've not been hypnotized, and I don't think I want to be. It wasn't the kind of, you know, creepy. It was experience from an SF dark horror film. It was quite cool. That was the frightening thing about it. You know, you could have a cool experience with sudden, including melodramatic elements, if you know what I mean. It was quite a cool, calculating experience. It was almost as if I was the subject of an experiment. It was something to do with the oobly-oobly's. And there we are, and I've written about that in the Phenomena magazine, and I got a tremendous response from it. And there we are. And people have these experiences, particularly in the Betty and Barney Hill case, which is a classic case.
Oh, it's got to be one of the best.
Yes, that's one of the best, indeed, yeah. And they reveal these things under hypnosis. And I believe in the reality of hypnosis because of the in their case, the simultaneous twin structure. You'd have, you know, two people from the same unconscious.